Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
During the Super Bowl, it was 31-9 Chiefs. Dan Rather tweets, Dan Rather, you know Dan Rather? Legendary news anchor Dan Rather tweets, if it gets any more bleak for the Chiefs, Rudy Giuliani may start offering his services. Wow, when you're getting slammed by Dan Rather, you've not had a good year. Mark Normand said Tom Brady is the COVID of football. He's thriving in Florida. He's put up huge numbers, and some people still don't believe in him. Tim Dillon enjoyed the commercials. He may have seen a different set than I did. Tim said the commercial where Doritos free the kids from the ice camps was actually pretty heartwarming, and Amy Schumer getting vaccinated with mayonnaise was actually pretty cool. Kostaki Economopoulos points out that tickets to the first Super Bowl were $14 and it was not a sellout, and says, sounds like one of my shows. Irish comedian Kevin McGarren has weighed in on Donald Trump, saying, with Trump gone from Twitter, it feels like sitting in a pub after a mad drunk lad gets kicked out. It's a lot quieter, you feel safer, but part of you misses the crack all the same. Crack is Irish slang for fun slash good time. Now, back in the 90s, I used to hang out with some people from the Republic of Ireland. They'd be like, hey, want to go get some crack? And, you know, I'm from Queens, New York City. In the 1990s, crack was something else entirely. But C-R-A-I-C means, you know, fun, good time, whatever. And my British audience is like, yeah, we know what crack is. Shut up, Johnny Mac. Did you see Donald Trump quit the Screen Actors Guild? Jimmy Fallon said after the Screen Actors Guild criticized Trump last month, he sent a letter saying that he's quitting the union. Trump's out of work and he just quit his union. Even worse, now if he wants medical coverage, he's got to sign up for Obamacare. Standing ovation for that. That's great. Jimmy Kimmel said, so now Trump's out of the actors union. That's too bad. I was positive he was going to be the next James Bond. Fallon said, meanwhile, Melania heard and was like, Donald, while we're on the subject of leaving unions. And Fallon, one day you're the most powerful man on earth, and next you're bragging about your one line in Home Alone 2. I feel like I did those already. I'm looking at my notes. I don't see that I actually did them. Maybe just because I've read them 5 million times. I don't know. Hey, you want to feel old? Did you see these on the internet last week? If you made Back to the Future now and Marty McFly went back 30 years, he'd be going back to 1991. How about this one? The Wonder Years premiered 33 years ago, depicting events 20 years earlier. A similar show today would be set in 2001. Yikes. SNL was good this weekend. I loved the Universal Tour Guide sketch. I thought that was really good. Weekend update, solid as always. I usually don't enjoy when they have the characters on, but the character sketch where two people were canceling children for things children said, I thought that was pretty funny. That was really good. Everybody seems to really like the Zillow sketch, except perhaps Ted Alexandro. We'll talk about that in a second. But the sketch itself was, you're in your late 30s now. Sex isn't doing it for you anymore. You need something new, something exciting. Zillow.com. It encourages you to look into the many pleasures of browsing Zillow for homes you will never buy and cities you will never live. Now, Ted Alexandro, and this from TMZ, he's been killing the SNL writers on the internet. Well, the writers aren't on the internet. Ted is on the internet. Saying he did the Zillow thing live at the Comedy Cellar in New York City. Ted Alexander writes, dear SNL, since you stole my Zillow joke, please Venmo me the sum of $1 million. My full special cut-up is on YouTube if you need more ideas. Ted added a mashup of his original joke and the SNL parody, which are, you know, similar. In Ted's original performance, he makes it more about how he and his wife sexed each other, sending each other Zillow listings that are out of their price range to make one another hot and bothered. They're both funny, but Ted's insisting he did it first and seems to want either money or credit. His version has been up on YouTube since at least September, but it looks like he has performed it well before then. That'll be fun to keep an eye on. I like a little whistling match is always a good time. Tiffany Haddish was hosting Verizon's Big Concert for Small Business. This was a post-Super Bowl concert thingy. So she's there, and she says, our next performer has a career I've been following from the beginning. When I saw her kill it on the BET Awards, then she pauses and goes, what the bleep does vamp mean? The Hollywood Reporter says, it seems she was getting direction from an earpiece, common for hosts during live productions, while off-camera, a voice can be heard saying, stall. Haddish continues reading the monitor, only to stop again, saying, "Now they ask me to vamp. I don't know what vamp means. To me, vamp means be a vampire or vamporate, like slowly disappear and or elaborate. Maybe that's the word they should have used, elaborate. But let's continue on, guys." I don't know if she's trying to be funny there, if she's not trying to be funny. STFU? Come on, man. You know what vamp means. And you're hosting live. You know what vamp means. Stop. With 30 minutes left in the two-hour show, Tiffany Haddish said, "This has not been the smoothest running situation. Every time an act leaves the stage, they have to clean the whole stage, get all new microphones, all new everything. You have to keep in mind that some of these acts haven't performed for nobody. Me, personally, I'm in a studio alone. It's cold, and I'm ready to bring the heat. But it's cold. Life in show business is really hard, Tiffany Haddish. I feel bad for you." This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries. From The Hollywood Reporter, Taryn Killam is joining CBS comedy pilot Welcome to Georgia. This sitcom explores what happens when Penelope's career takes off at exactly the same time as her husband's. What do? They call on Penelope's young single mom, Georgia, to help raise their son. But what they find is Georgia needs more raising than their kid. Georgia is played by Elizabeth Hurley. You know, Elizabeth Hurley, who was smoking? She's now playing the mom? At least the character is the, quote, young single mom. That's called Welcome to Georgia. From Harper's Bazaar, Salma Hayek wants women to ask themselves a simple question. What would you do if your boobs could talk? This, a half-hour comedy that will follow a woman whose life takes an unexpected turn after her breasts begin talking to her amid her own midlife crisis ahead of her 40th birthday. In a statement, Hayek said, "In a boob's life, we use breasts as a metaphor for the constant judgment women are submitted to, creating a collective sensation that no matter what we do, we're never enough. In this show, we give the breast a voice that takes us through the life of a woman from her unique perspective that often we don't dare to see." Paste Magazine really liked Marilyn Rice Cub's new special. I love how they wrote this. They said, "If you're having difficulty placing Marilyn Rice Cub, she gets it. She spends the opening of her latest special, which is called Live from the Pandemic, diving into what it's like being an actor the stranger once described as, quote, looking like someone who could be on Parks and Rec," which she never was on. "The truth is, her decades-long career is filled with dramatic highlights like playing Chloe on 24. Remember Chloe? Jack Bauer takes out his phone. Chloe, I gotta know something in a minute. Yeah. That's Marilyn Rice Cub. She's a comic. She also played Gail the Snail on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Boyle's girlfriend Genevieve on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So you know who this is. She filmed Live from the Pandemic in her garage with no audience at all." Pace Magazine writes, "Rice Cub's awkwardness, which she alternately plays up as endearing or unsettling, has historically worked well with an audience before her. The crowd feeds off her nervous laughter and self-depreciating manner, amplifying every joke as she unspools on stage. The absence of that back and forth is palpable, and the set dips in energy at some points as a result. Rice Cub is trying her best at every turn, though, throwing out asides to the non-existent audience and still bringing her signature frantic presence." Live from the Pandemic is split into four parts: fame, pandemic, marriage, and dating. And those are the only cuts that happen. Rice Cub stands in front of the camera like a YouTuber. But unlike a YouTuber, there isn't any fancy production added and trying desperately to keep you engaged. Marilyn Rice Cub Live for the Pandemic. You can rent it or buy it on Vimeo. And Pace says, "For her commitment to keeping audiences safe, we can't help but applaud her." Let me clear this one out. This is from Up Rocks. They wrote about the streaming service that has a lot of comedy for you. You know which one they say it is? They say it's Peacock. I've played around with Peacock, the free version, a little bit, and haven't found anything that interested me. I have Office DVDs. I'll just go upstairs and get one. Yes, it's easier to just stream it, but I'm not that lazy. But Up Rocks points out Peacock has a ton of stand-up specials. Let me blow through this list. Their stand-up specials on their library include Bob Saget, Brody Stevens, Brother Sam, Cameron Esposito, Colin Quinn, two from D.L. Hughley, Daryl Hammond, David Cross, Eddie Griffin, Finesse Mitchell, Harlan Williams, Henry Rollins, Eliza Schlesinger twice, Janine Garofalo, Jasper Redd, Jay Farrow, Jermaine Fowler, J.J. Walker, Dynamite, Joel McHale, Kathleen Madigan, Kevin Hart three times, Kevin Nealon, Kevin Smith, Cable Guy, Lavelle Crawford, Mark Maron, Margaret Cho, Maria Bamford, Michael Ian Black, Birbiglia, Sam Kinison, Shazir Zamata, Sinbad twice, Tim Allen, Tom Arnold, Tom Segura, and Whitney Cummings. All that's on Peacock. That's pretty cool. Hey, did you vote yet for comedy's top dog? This week's matchup, it's Bill Burr versus Jim Gaffigan. What do? You go to the Instagram page, which is Daily Comedy News. You find the post. I've got a logo there that says Top Dog Daily Comedy News and a picture of Burr and a picture of Gaffigan. And then in the comments, you vote for who you think should win. Fashion Lurker did that and wrote Bill Burr easily. Go to the Instagram page, Daily Comedy News. Or if you're from the 1980s like me and you want to leave a voicemail, 973-370-5353, 370-5353 in your 973 area code. I'll throw that in the notes again. You can follow this show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do and you'd like to buy me a coffee, I didn't even go out this morning. I used a K-cup. It was very cold here this morning. But you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Nice, easy way to donate $5 to the show if you like what I do. And I will see you tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.